In the heart of Beijing, these crowds are waiting to get into the Forbidden City, once the home of Chinese emperors, now a popular spot for family visits.
It's the first time that I have visited the Forbidden City with my children. I want them to have a good experience and enjoy the atmosphere of Beijing so they can learn more about ancient Chinese culture.
I just take my children out for fun. Life was not easy for the past 3 years, but people are still united. We want to come here and see the prosperity of the country.
Unlike the New Year holiday, which is traditionally spent with family, the five-day May Day holiday is mostly for leisure travel.
Beijing is the most popular destination for travelers this week. Booking sites show tickets for popular destinations like the Forbidden City and the Great Wall are already sold out.
Transport hubs are seeing huge crowds. Authorities expect more than 16 million trips to be made across China's rail network on the first day of the holiday.
The May Day holiday is a very important time for stimulating consumption, including shopping, food and beverage, tourism, leisure, entertainment, and it will boost all of these areas a lot. People have been waiting for this long holiday. It's one of the best times of the year to go out for fun.
The China Tourism Research Institute says more than 240 million people will travel over the holiday, but they say it may take some time for profits to catch up to pre-pandemic levels, as trends indicate people are traveling more but spending less. Still, a boost in visitor numbers is welcome news for small business owners.
There were no people on the street during the pandemic, so what could I do? Everyone was under lockdown, and I had to stay home too. Our business are all rely on the tourists. Since more people come into Beijing, my business will be better.
He hopes the hardest point in his working life is behind him. Now, he says, he wants to focus on the simple pleasures, sunny weather, good business, and the smiles of his customers. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Beijing.